Hey, listen up. We got another episode of Wisecracks, featuring the crack man himself, Bill Krakenberger, and our co-host, John Orlando, straight from Las Vegas. Wisecracks is your ticket inside the world of sports betting, with tips, picks, special guests, and more, only on WSN.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Wisecracks. I got the crack man in studio. We have a great show in store. We've got Adam Lefko joining us a little later. Before we get into all of that, there's a lot to talk about, starting with baseball postseason.
Man, crack. Baseball postseason. It's so fun to watch the games.
Isn't it?
It really is. When the games count, it's just so fun. There's no better time than October baseball, really.
And already full of surprises. You know,
yeah. Blue Jays blew
it. Blue Jays are gone.
Oh, my God.
How are the Blue Jays
Weren't
gone?
They winning that game like they were winning like 7-1 or 8-1?
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Just crazy.
Blew the lead. Canada's chances go down the tubes.
Yeah.
Dodgers with the Mets matchup went poof.
Everyone told me, how are the Dodgers going to beat Scherzer and DeGrom in a short series? This is what everyone told me, and now they're not even in the series anymore.
How great would a Dodgers-Yankee World Series be?
Man, I would love to see it. That's what we need for baseball,
right?
But, I don't know. It's postseason. It's curious to see how this all shakes out. Yankees look good. The Yankees looked terrible before they got Stanton back, and now since they got Stanton back, I have to give credit. They look really tough.
Yeah, the Yankees. I think I seen their record last night in August. They were 10-18.
Worst record in baseball.
Wow.
Yeah. Since the All-Star break, I think they had the worst record in baseball, or one of them.
Wow. So anyway, they came back a little bit in September, but what about the Eagles? Sorry.
Yeah, the Eagles.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Cowboys 4-1. Listen, I got to tell you. I should look at the odds now, right? Let me look for these odds, because I'd like to know. I have Eagles to win the division, and I thought it was a fantastic bet when Dak went down.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's as good as a bet as it was. Obviously, let's see what the current price on the Eagles to win a division is. Have you seen that at all, or not really?
No, I haven't.
Team futures division. Here we go.
It was 3-1 or something, right?
Eagles are wow.
What are they?
Wait a minute. I can't believe these. Dallas has a really tough schedule coming up.
Right.
That's the reason why. Eagles are -330. Dallas is +310.
To win the division?
I would have not guessed that Dallas was +310.
To win the division?
Dallas +310 to win the division. I have to tell you, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect it. But I know that Dallas has a tougher schedule coming up, too.
Okay.
Wow. Anyway, all right.
It's kind of value, though, no?
It might be. Yeah. Plus over 3-1.
Can't take
one.
The Eagles at -330 at this point, right?
I just don't get that. That doesn't seem right to me. Something doesn't seem right here, guys. Anyway, what else is going on in the NFL? Giants shocked the Packers. Yes, they did.
Yeah, the Giants look really good. You know, I'm really shocked that Brady and Aaron Rodgers not looking so great.
Yeah.
Brady's obviously going through
I didn't
some
see the end of the game last week, the Brady's game. The Brady's game. Something happened where he got one of the calls as usual.
Yeah.
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 I heard about it, but I just didn't.
But it's, you know, he doesn't march down the field like he used to. You know,
right.
Clearly, I think the stuff going on at home, divorce, whatever, is an issue. But
That's a story every day in the papers here, it seems like.
Yeah.
Every day I'm reading more and more about the Brady. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what happens to them off the field. Win my money and that's it. I really don't care. I hate to say it. I don't care about anything off the field. My allegiance is my bankroll, not what goes on in your social life.
Did you see the Colts and Broncos game last week?
It was a stinker.
Unbearable.
It was like a stinker to the end. Someone won. They said, you know, these sports books always put it out there when someone wins like 10 grand, no one scores a touchdown.
Right.
That was probably the game for it, though. It was one of the lowest totals of the week.
Yeah. Are you surprised Russell Wilson hasn't come out? I thought it was going to be a totally different season.
He's got to stay. That's another thing. See, I read in the social media, oh my God, he has to stay off the red carpet. Like him and his wife are going to social events.
I don't
and
think that's
media.
It.
He's
a professional athlete.
Yeah, I don't think
that's he's fine. He can stay up late at night. He can, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people make way too much over that stuff than it really
I
is.
I went to a second sports book just to recheck. I had to.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's true. Philadelphia minus 3-1, Dallas plus 3-1.
To win the division.
Yeah, you know why, too. They're saying the Giants have a chance here. I understand the Giants. Are the Giants like 4-1?
Yeah, I think they're 4-1.
It might be listen, I know they beat Green Bay, but Green Bay was, they got there smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
They could have lost a lot of games. Minnesota destroyed them the first game. I think the Giants is another team. Now, I know some guys that think they're actually good and they're going to make the playoffs. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Giants not make the playoffs. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's another thing. But
in the MMA world, there's rumblings of what we would call a super fight with some legends. This would be for Bellator. Fedor Emelianenko, who's a longtime, fighting legend, might be fighting Anderson Silva. They're talking about, Anderson just recently retired.
Yeah.
And they've been talking about Anderson. Well, he's going to be boxing Jake Paul. And then maybe after that, maybe Anderson versus Fedor. It's kind of a
Does Anderson need the money? Is that why?
I don't think so. I think these guys I think it's hard to walk away.
Walk away from the spotlight.
Yeah, I think it is. I think they've been doing this 20 years or whatever, and I think it's just hard. It's hard to just give it up.
One of the producers just texted, "No, he's loaded." What's that?
Meaning Anderson's loaded.
Anderson's loaded. Oh, okay. He's answering your question.
Yeah.
I thought it meant automatically. Yeah, I thought automatically. You know what I thought automatically? I seen that as I thought steroids or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So he has a lot of money then.
Yeah. Right. I think it's hard to just walk away. I think that's what it is.
What else?
He's getting a message.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. He tested positive once. Actually, maybe twice, right? Or definitely once he tested positive. But
that's Robert up in Canada with those notes, right?
Yeah.
Good man. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next? The first 5 weeks of NFL.
Yeah.
Yes. I actually wrote this up earlier. If it really has taught us kind of like anything.
Yeah.
Because NFL is the toughest sport to beat. It really is. Is the gap between winners and losers continues to widen more and more as people around the country try their hand in sports betting. The media people that's out there that wants to talk about like they're good in sports betting and they're giving good information out. I'll just tell you, there's some bad, bad information out there in the gambling Twitter space, in the gambling world, in the gambling pick selling space. Listen, we our first 5 weeks, we've killed them. So I talked about it a couple times. I don't like talking about what I did last week, but we've been up there at really a good rate, 64%. There's so many more sports books to bet at now, too. We have literally like 25 sports books that are available around the country. Any given jurisdiction, you can have 15, 10 here and there. But there's so many different ways to bet games. I got to be honest with you. Even the sports books put up things that, they're just copying off of one rogue bookmaker that they think is right or something. They don't put a lot of time into a lot of the, not the line, not the spread, not the total, a lot of the props, a lot of the other things. So a lot of
because
the futures.
Because they can't, right? It's a resource issue, right? There's so much information and so many games. They have to just kind of follow someone else's lead, right?
Yes.
At least as a baseline to start with.
So literally never has good information like we do, right? We're not the only one. Listen, I'm not going to tap myself on the back only. Any winning handicapper, originator, sports service, which there's not many sports services.
Right.
It's never been a better time to have good information than now. So there we go.
Do you look at it like you are in competition with all the other?
No.
You don't?
Never.
I didn't think you did.
No.
Tell me why.
Because, listen, when I give out something, I know I have a mathematical edge. I see what the closing line turns to. I see something move. I see the results. This is not just over, a couple of weeks or a month or even a season. This is going back. I'm doing this 30 years almost now. This is going back years. I know that 3,000 bookmakers plus have thrown me out for betting.
And
one thing for using my brain.
You, I'm assuming, look at this kind of like a poker player would in terms of as long as you're getting your money in good. You're not results oriented because you just know long term, you're going
to
be in the winner.
And I try to
preach
that to people too, though, because people can't maintain bankroll management. Their biggest enemy is themselves. I had a guy. Listen, we were 10-0 in Thursday, Sunday, and Monday, 10-0 on props, first halves, and whatever we did, side, whatever I gave out was. I have somebody I could show you the text. He said he won, but he should have won more. Because he put some of his own, he put a couple of things that he liked in a parlay. Like, why? First of all, don't parlay my stuff.
Right.
Bet straight.
Right.
Bet straight your 10-0. If you bet something with a parlay and put your own stuff in there, you know, it's you know, anyway, I can
and
go then, on and on.
And you don't even want them to parlay your stuff.
No. No. Bet straight. Bet straight. You're getting penalized on a parlay.
Just win.
Yeah, just win. Yeah, just bet straight. I know parlays are big payouts. Everyone wants the big payout. Everyone wants to go to the dice table and throw snake eyes. I get 30 to 1. Supposed to get 36 to 1.
Right.
Parlays are no different.
Right.
There you go.
Even though that you went 10-0, and people, some people,
this is an
like,
unusual situation.
Right.
If I go, if I go, you know, 7-4, 7-3, I have a great week.
Right.
And people lose because they bet parlays.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the 64%. I know you don't like talking about it.
No.
You told me you would never do it again.
Yeah.
And here you are.
It's
doing
gonna
it
return
again.
To the mean a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope to keep 60 though for the season would be great.
I think you might hit 70.
No, it's impossible. That's impossible. Listen, I will tell you though, these contests that I'm in, the Circa and Westgate.
Yeah.
These contests, I'm 16-4, 15-5. I'm really doing good on those things. Guess what? Not enough to win.
Right.
Not enough. 70% is the number it takes to win these contests. 77% 3 years ago it took to win the Westgate contest, the Superbook. 77%. That's impossible. Almost impossible.
Right.
It can never be done again, I don't think. But there's a couple guys that are 19-1, 18-2. There's a dozen people, 18-2. I mean, I'm bragging, I'm 16-4. I'm not even in fourth place. It's just, that's how hard it is to win.
Right.
Yes.
Because it's the one episode. I mean, the Jets probably screwed up everybody already in some of those contests, right?
Yeah, well,
I mean,
the survivor pools, you know, 80% out already because of the things. Look at just Green Bay last week. You know, 9.5-point favorite losing the game. The survivor pools is that most people are out. But these particular kind of pools, though, where you know, it's not only looking at the bad line, because the line comes out Wednesday, kicks off on Sunday. There's more than that. You have to look at the lines, where they were, where they're going, and you have to put who you actually like. So these pools this year are so tough to win because those bad lines have been winning. Mm-hmm. It seems like every bad line that's you know, plus 7.5 and it's now 7 or 6.5, they have been winning. That won't continue. So it's going to get tougher and tougher, these contests.
And are you constantly throughout the season, like we were talking about earlier, how you were looking at the Cowboys to win the division now is plus 330. Are you constantly looking at those type of props?
It's funny, I didn't look at it till today, that particular one. Now, yeah, I am betting future.
You're always looking for that
betting
edge
games.
Somewhere with props.
As you see, I'm betting games. I'll show you right now, right when we get off air. Look, as you see, one more. I need some. We're betting week seven, week 18. I'm betting a week 18 play.
Wow.
I just have to go to bet it right after I get off air because these sports books put up week 17, week 18.
Right.
People don't want to bet week 17, week 18 for injuries or whatever.
Right. Injuries.
It may be.
Some people are already, their season's shot. They may not be starting people. They might be resting people, right? You don't know
what
the situation is going to be.
Just before I got on air, week 8, week 11, week 12. I mean, just.
Wow.
Yeah, look at these lines here. Nothing against Dallas, but I mean, just look at some of these lines. Look at week 12, Philadelphia minus 2 over Green Bay. So, like, give you a perfect example. By the time that game comes, as long as everyone's the same as they are now, you know, health wise, that game can't be Philadelphia only minus 2.
Right.
It can't be.
Right.
So, it was like, there's good situations, but you have to tie your money up for all those weeks.
Which you normally don't like to do.
Oh, no, I'll do it.
You'll do
this
it
season.
If
I borrow from every edge. I borrow from every friend I have.
That's so interesting. Can you talk about that a little bit? Like,
listen, this year was unusual. You got 7 figures in bets. I have to have money to work every week.
Right.
I have to have a moving bankroll that I need, a 6-figure bankroll every single week, every single weekend. So if I'm asked by my two sources, hey, we got some really good opportunities here to bet, and then it's just over and over and over, and I'm betting, you know, literally 3,000, 5,000, 3,000.
Right.
It literally, I've showed you my DraftKings account already. I literally have 6 figures, and not just 100,000, hundreds of thousands in one sports book. I'm talking like 400 in one sports book.
I'm glad we're talking about this because a lot of the haters would say, wait, Crack's full of it. He said he was 10-0, 64%. Why does he need to borrow money to play? They don't understand. You're making so many bets. Like you just said, you're betting week 18, week 17, week 18.
Listen.
And this is just football. This doesn't count for basketball, baseball, golf. Everything, right?
It's 7 figures that's in action. It's 7 figures in action.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
It's the same as a
business. How does someone have seven figures laying around? I mean,
it's the same thing. It's the same thing as a
way over a million, by the way, way over.
It's the same thing as a business using a credit line to buy merchandise that they're going to sell.
Yeah.
That's it's essentially the same thing that you're doing.
Yes, exactly correct. Exactly correct. Listen, I'm very transparent. A lot of guys want to have egos and say, oh, this and that, this and that. When I go to like one of my buddies, I said, listen, I know I have seven figures already pending here, but I have 17 opportunities here that's going to be a 7 to 15% ROI. Let's take a shot here and, let's put six figures in this. And it's not even a shot. We're gonna have an ROI.
Right.
Anyone would jump at that. They're not getting that in Joe Biden's America. Sorry, political. Can't do that. All right. They're not getting that in the stock market.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Or anywhere unless you're on. Let me tell you something about the stock market too. If you're not inside, like I'm on the inside of football. I'm not saying inside information. If you're not on the inside, you lose your money. You're looking at someone that blew six figures in the stock market last year. Tips from guys that are top executives at big Wall Street companies. Listen, same thing with the Bitcoin stuff. If you're not on the inside of this stuff, you're on the outside. So
now, do you get mad at the guys that give you the tips?
I'm a little bit upset right now because I'm a little bit upset about one. Yeah, I'm upset about one because I've always helped him with things and he's given me some things that he gave me something, but I didn't listen in the beginning. In the beginning, if I would have listened during COVID when it's at its peaks, when the market got destroyed, oh my God, the ROI I should have had. But I didn't listen. Instead, I listened to something that he said was going to be really good. I bought it at like $20. It's like $2 and change now. Mm. Literally lost like $70,000. So, and it just gets me mad. Stick to what you know. Stick to what you know. Sports betting has returned double digits every year for me. What are you doing that you're listening to stock market things? Now, listen, it's this simple. They are on the inside. Billy Walters went on 60 Minutes and talked about it. He's absolutely right. If you're not on the inside, you're on the outside. Stick with what you know. Sports betting is mine. Boom.
That was amazing. All right, Bill, we've got our guest. Our guest is returning for the second time. Right?
At least.
This is his second time. It should be more. He should be a monthly visit.
He'll be too busy now. It's basketball season.
He was one of the biggest pioneers of Bleacher Report, the Bleacher Report brand, which I know everybody has heard of, and he joined TNT's NBA team back in 2019, and now he's the host of TNT's flagship show, Inside the NBA. Of course, I speak of Philadelphia fan Adam Lefkoe is joining us.
My man.
And I got this nice...
Hey, Craig, do me a favor. Throw that helmet out the window.
Oh.
We don't need the Dallas cockroaches feeling comfortable.
Oh, what a hater.
Wow. They only come out when everything's okay. Otherwise, they bash Jerry Jones.
Actually, he was a fan. He was a fan at the beginning of the season. After they went down, even Dak went down, he was a fan. So he's been a fan for years. But, just real quick, because... First of all, do you live in Manhattan?
I live in Brooklyn now.
Brooklyn. Right? That's the new Manhattan anyway. Who's kidding? I mean, that is the perfect apartment. Travis, go to a full shot there. Look at that wall.
Look at that.
Look at Christopher Walken. So I take it you're a fan.
You know, Crack, I'm not just another notch in your belt. There were two mice in a bucket of cream. One mouse.
Oh man.
My God.
My guy, this artist, John William Codling, did it. And when I saw it, I was like, I got to have it. Because I'm like you, Crack. You know, Christopher Walken to me, so many different roles, so many awesome. He's the man.
He's great.
Pulp Fiction's the best, though, right? Best role for him? There's so many. It's hard to pin it down.
I just seen him in a movie with Denzel.
When he's talking to Bruce Willis about the watch.
Oh, the watch.
Low-key, one of his best roles.
Yeah.
Pretty good in Zoolander. Pretty good
Zoolander. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There you Legend.
Go. Yeah, no
great. Son of mine is going to be a male model.
Right. That was good. That was a great one, that one.
How long did it take you to perfect that? That's incredible.
I don't know. You know, these questions, I don't even want to talk to the Dallas Cowboys fan.
They're
asking me questions right now. It's Dallas week.
Okay.
Are you feeling confident? Yeah. Are you feeling confident?
Here, let's just do this. Do you acknowledge, I know you guys are undefeated and all that, but as far as I'm concerned, we're undefeated because the real Dallas team is the team without Dak Prescott. That's what we've learned.
They're not undefeated. Okay? They have a loss.
They have a loss with Dak.
Oh, with Dak. Oh, look at that. They are undefeated.
So the team is undefeated as far as we're concerned.
Wow.
Undefeated.
Do you want to hear why I'm confident, or do you want to hear why I'm afraid? Which one do you want
to hear? Confident first.
Let's go with confident first.
Okay. My confidence is that in the four games that Cooper Rush has started, you have played four teams that are in the bottom seven of sacks allowed per pass attempt.
Oh, wow.
You're playing Cincinnati, whose offensive line stinks. The Giants' offensive line, good run blocking, not good pass blocking. Washington's offensive line is awful. And the Rams, that's all everyone's talking about. So that's number one.
Okay.
Number two, I think this is Cooper Rush's first true road game. MetLife was 60% Cowboys fans. L.A., I mean, it's always – it was a Cowboys stadium there in L.A. He's coming Sunday night football to Philadelphia. It's a snake pit. I think he throws his first interception. And the third thing, and I checked it today, get this one, Crack, a little trend for you.
Okay.
Teams, the game – the week before their bye week, when taking on a divisional opponent, are now 43-17 against the spread. This is 72% since 2013. This is a, hey, we got to buy next week. We got to let it all fly. Those are the main reasons why I'm confident. And I think also the way that you attack Micah Parsons and a good pass rush is you run right at them. And when I looked at the Giants game, where the Giants were pretty much up going in the fourth quarter, Saquon and Daniel Jones combined for 160 yards rushing. Daniel Jones, remember, had like 79 rushing yards. Hurts is a better runner. My fears are that Jalen Hurts is too lost to the Cowboys. Nick Sirianni had him throw 78 times in those two losses. They ran it with people other than Hurts 20 times. You need to pound the rock against this Dallas team, exhaust those pass rushers. And the other reason I'm scared is I know Crack and I bet this a week ago and a week before that. Eagles are 5-0 in first half against the spread.
Yes.
Well, with Cooper Rush, Dallas is 4-0 in first half against the spread. And so I'm a little bit – think about it. They had the fumble against the Rams and the punt block against Cincinnati. They jumped out to like a 10-0 lead. If the Eagles, for some reason, have to play from behind – and then Micah Parsons, that's my only other concern, is if they don't win the half, we haven't seen the Eagles have to battle in the second half and put up points yet.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, well,
it's all Eagles money right now, by the way, John.
What is it?
Line opened up 5 at 6, a couple even 6 minus 15s now. All Eagles money so far.
I bet on Eagles second quarter. I will bet that quarter for the Eagles.
Yeah, no, you said
every
that.
Every single game.
Yeah, no, you said you did. Well, good, great stuff. What, you know... I'll get into this first. You know, my buddy, my partner, one of my best friends is Matt Esposito. So Matt is a giant fan of yours, though. He loves NBA. I'm not really into NBA like Matt is. He loves it. So I want to ask this question, even though he doesn't know this, for him. Now, are you every week? Now, what's your schedule? Do you fly down to Atlanta? I don't even know this. Do you fly to Atlanta and then fly back the next day? Is that what you have to guess?
When I have a show on a Tuesday night, I'll fly down Monday afternoon, and then Tuesday, that workday, Crack, I'll get up at 7, and I'll just be working until 2, and then at 2, I go into the studio, because I asked Ernie what time he gets there, and he gets there at 3, and I was like, I'm going to get there an hour early. So I get there at 2, and then I'm there till 2 in the morning.
Wow.
And then I go back home. Yeah, because it's a post-game show with two games.
Oh, okay.
And so we're there till like 1:30, 2 in the morning. Go home, sleep, little room service breakfast, probably hit a little steam room.
Okay,
and
good.
And then I'll take the flight back.
And who are you on with this year? Same schedule, guys? Are you on the same guys?
Shaq is to my right.
Yep.
Candace Parker is to my left.
Yep.
And then this year it's going to be Jamal Crawford.
Yep.
Dwayne Wade is an NBA owner. Once you start hanging around billionaires, I think it's kind of hard to be an employee.
Mm.
And I think he had a really good run of it. Jamal, though, was so excited. And Jamal is one of those guys where He's eighth all time in 3-pointers made. He's number one all time in 4-point plays. He played on almost a third of the different teams in the NBA. He was the first NBA player to get signed by Jay-Z to wear his clothing. Michael Jordan loves him. LaMelo Ball says he styled his game after him.
Wow.
Jamal Crawford is one of those. I was in the league for like 20 years and I hit every generation, and I'm excited to see him feel comfortable and have a home on the Tuesday show and really kick ass.
Wow. 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 Well, listen, the Esposito crime family, both
My
brothers
hair
there.
Does look
they're looking
today.
For you.
Oh, yeah. You're having a strong hair day.
Yeah. No, you're.
Woo! Yeah.
Not that I normally talk like that, but I noticed
Let's
your hair.
Let's Photoshop my hair on Crack's head.
Yeah. But I have an app for that. It's called Reface.
Really?
Yeah, you can do all this crazy
I
stuff.
I love that you have that app.
Reface, yeah. Well, good. Go ahead, John. Give him a question here.
All right. Let's talk a little baseball. The Phillies, by the time this show comes out, it'll be tomorrow, so we don't know what's going to happen tonight, but Phillies were pretty dramatic yesterday.
All my friends are just being like, oh no, they're getting into our bullpen. That's the concern with this Phillies team, is they're pretty shallow there. And it is the Atlanta Braves. But as you guys know, whether you're betting football, whether you're betting basketball, this is a divisional matchup. And I don't really care how big of a favorite you are, Atlanta. This is where it gets grimy when you face a team this many times. I cannot believe the Phillies broke the curse this year of that decade of not making it.
Yeah.
I love re-signing the manager right before the playoffs start to give that team a boost. I was looking through my old podcast and I was talking to Darius Butler, and he was talking about when that role player gets a contract mid-season, it gives a boost to the whole team. I feel like it's the same thing with the manager.
Yeah, for sure.
The Phillies can play that role. We see it every year. The team that gets hot, makes a run, eventually gets destroyed. But I'm okay with getting hot. Like if they shocked some teams and knocked out the Braves, I'm
yeah. Oh, man. I got to tell you, I know we got off on a bad foot with the Cowboys this morning, but I'll make it worse and tell you I'm a diehard Dodger fan. But the silver lining is I've known Cole Hamels for a very long time and Jimmy Rollins, and I was all over the Phillies in 2008 and 2009, and even in 2007, I feel like the Phillies should have won. They just ran into that Colorado crazy team, and I'm a huge Bryce Harper fan, so I am rooting for the Phillies until they get to the Dodgers.
That Phillies team, J-Roll is one of the coolest dudes you ever meet. Pat Burrell is probably the coolest guy to party with. That team was amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, are you confident about the Cowboys this weekend? Like, are you gonna take the 6 points? Or are you gonna take money line?
Money line.
What are you thinking?
Money line.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, easy.
But just
money.
To let
it's
you
free
know,
money, Adam.
But Adam, you gotta let you know something too. John has killed more people than COVID with his picks. So I'm just letting you know. It's just
that's
not,
great.
Yeah. No. But let me ask you, are you more of a oh my God, I was almost said something bad there. You're more of an Eagles fan than a Phillies fan, though, right? Am I getting that right?
If I'm ranking the four major sports,
right,
not including the Philadelphia Union,
wow,
I will go Eagles one, then a gap, then the Sixers.
Wow, Sixers comes in there a second. Okay.
And then I would go Phillies and Flyers. Yeah. Because Sixers for me, Phillies in 93, you know, I was young, and that was, but it was such heartbreak with Joe Carter that it really hurt my heart. And then they were so bad for so long after that. Iverson being drafted in 96 was right in the heart of my fandom. And as he started getting good, Donovan McNabb gets drafted 3 years later and that Andy Reid run. So it was really the Eagles and Sixers for a long time. I wasn't alive for Broad Street Bullies.
Right.
But Philadelphia would probably put Flyers second, like the city would.
Wow. You know, I have a friend of mine that's really good with NBA history, and he swears that Iverson's one of the best NBA players of all time. Like in the top 10, he puts him there. So that's a little, believe it or not, that was bankroll building years for me. I kind of didn't even watch a lot of the stuff, but yeah, great. And who was the pitcher that gave up that home run to Carter
Mitch
in left
Williams.
Field? And Mitch Williams. Didn't he have a nickname?
Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
Yeah,
Mitch,
Wild
Mitch
Thing.
Williams.
Yeah. What are you
I think that,
doing?
That hurt him.
Hurting my heart.
Oh, sorry.
I was crying.
Oh, yeah, you were a little kid.
Crying.
So he's a kid.
Yeah.
The kids
I was
were crying.
Seven.
Oh my god!
In 96, you were 7.
Arms.
Yeah, so he was 7.
93.
Oh, no, 93. That was 93. Right.
Just
sorry.
If you watched the game yesterday, Houston, the little 7-year-old kid was crying yesterday.
Yeah, I get it.
I felt
it.
So bad for the little kid. I said, look at this little kid crying.
I remember when Steve Garvey got traded to the Padres and I was crying.
Oh,
I was bawling my eyes out.
Oh my god!
I was so traumatic.
I got a question. Can I give you guys some NBA bets and you tell me if you like them?
Sure. Yes, please.
Okay. So, first thing that I did when that Ime Udoka story came out is I looked at futures.
Yep.
And a lot of times we look at championship winner or Eastern Conference, and nobody really pays attention to divisions. And I went in there, and the Atlantic Division is Celtics, Nets, Sixers, Raptors, Knicks. So it's really those top three. And the Nets and the Celtics are both favored over the Sixers.
Yeah.
And a few weeks ago, the Sixers were plus 300 when I got it. Now it's down to plus 260. I just think the Celtics they lost their coach of the year candidate. The Nets are the Nets, and who knows? Do I feel crazy for thinking that the Sixers and their consistency and the fact that, like, everybody's back is a pretty good bet at third right now in the Atlantic?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Eastern Conference, too, there. I'm looking at some live odds about the Sixers. And this is 8-1. That looks like a pretty nice number. That's just one sports book.
The Eastern Conference
it's tougher.
Messes me up because
I don't
want to compete with Milwaukee.
The Celtics? Oh, okay, they're going to say the Celtics.
Milwaukee.
Okay.
I think the okay, so you like that one. I have an opening night bet that I love.
Okay.
I love. And the odds have already changed after I got it.
Oh, wow.
1 a.m. the other night, crack, I'm looking at a media guide because I'm getting ready for the season, NBA, putting together all my notes. And there's a page in the media guide that says active coaching records in season opener games. And it's a whole lot of 5-6 and 7-5 and average ones. I look and I see Doc Rivers is 16-7. And I go, wow, okay. They're facing the Celtics, his old team. That's pretty good. And then I see another number crack and it stopped me in my tracks. Greg Popovich has coached 25 seasons in the NBA. His record in season opening games is 23-2.
What?
I mean, see,
Think about how bad the Spurs have been the last decade, and he's still 23-2.
Wow.
I bet it they were plus 3 hosting the Hornets. I took money line. LaMelo Ball, story just came out yesterday. LaMelo Ball hurt himself. Line dropped down to plus 2. But I'm sitting here going, you got a young team in the Hornets, and you got Greg Popovich, who's 23-2 at home, crack. When I saw that number, I immediately went and
you got three on that? You got three
I got
points?
Plus 3.
I see. I'm looking at 1.5s and 2s. There's a wise guy on.
I like that.
As a guest this week.
Yeah, I like
plus
that.
Plus 3. Yeah.
This is how I got into basketball betting is I would be sitting there at halftime and we keep getting Celtics games. And then I went and to one time with Candace, we're walking off set and I said, I bet you the Celtics run away with it in the third. And she goes, why do you say that? I go, because we've had their games and every time we go in the green room and they're killing people. I start looking at stats before the playoffs and I start looking at just quarter by quarter. And the Celtics were the number one third quarter team in the NBA. And then I go on my betting apps and I start realizing I can bet based on quarter. And what didn't make sense to me, crack, was the Celtics would be favored by 7 points in round one against the Nets.
Right.
But the third quarter would be a pick-up.
Huh. I never noticed that kind of thing. Are you kidding me? That doesn't make any sense.
And now I think as the playoffs went on, like the Heat were the second best third quarter team. They started juicing those odds a little bit. I just, as you know, you taught me this. If there are sports that people aren't paying that much attention to, there are edges to be had.
Correct.
The NFL is so impossible.
That's right.
Because there's so many people betting on it. But I'm betting WNBA games and I'm getting the Chicago Sky as a 3-point dog. And I'm going, this isn't even close.
Wow.
Like this line is wrong. Wow. And so I'm gonna really try my theories out this year.
Good
quarter
deal.
Betting okay. in the NBA.
And you got great sports books. He's in New York. You understand that New York now is the sports, but I don't know if you noticed, you probably know it too. Sportsbooks in New York, that is number one in the country. They are the sports betting capital of the United States.
Can you imagine?
New York.
Wow. Can you imagine?
New York's doing double the volume of Nevada. Double. It's number one place. So he has options.
Which book should I be using?
That's what I'm saying.
Which
you have options. You have options to use books. I would use William Hill, DraftKings, and FanDuel. I mean, I would use those three. You probably have one of them, though, already, right? I'm sure.
I use DraftKings and FanDuel, and what I've realized is FanDuel is definitely a sharper book than DraftKings.
I've said that before. FanDuel is the sharpest book in the United States. Sharpest bookmakers in the U.S. is FanDuel. You're right.
So much so that, like, they don't even offer certain bets. Like I would take Cooper Rush to throw an interception this week, and that's not even an option on
Bite Facebook. Your tongue.
But I understand.
Come on, man. He can't sustain it. He's no interceptions in four games.
Cinderella.
Awesome.
Cinderella factor. Cinderella season.
Exactly. What happened to Cinderella at midnight? This is perfect.
We're not even close to midnight yet. It's 4 p.m. Fine.
If you have BetMGM, BetMGM also offers those type of bets. This is an arsenal. It's unbelievable. You're right. He's right about something here. FanDuel is the sharpest line in the United States. They have the sharpest bookmakers. Get rid of that. DraftKings. BetMGM. Put that in your arsenal on William Hill. Okay. Definitely. So there's three of them.
The best thing is I've never made a bet with them before, so I can get all those new sign-on
bonuses. Go to our site. Listen, I'm not joking. WSN.com. Go to there, and you'll see the sign-up bonuses for New York. You can just go to
New
York.
Because they get
the
best bonuses.
Yeah. So I figured you played them all already, but if you didn't play them all, absolutely.
Yeah,
so.
Go to WSN.com.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to just destroy my checking account.
Hey, guys. Sorry for the break in the interview. We'll get back to Adam Lefkoe in just a second. But first, I wanted to tell you about Crack Wins, because Crack's already having a season that he told me he was never going to have again. This guy is 10-0 last week, which puts you at 64% on the season. Yeah. And you still shake your head and tell me no.
Well, I'm not one to... We thought about not even saying this because I don't want to do I hate guys that tell you how they did last week.
I know.
Or the week. Or
but 10-0 is worth mention.
No, I know, but you know, like, I want to know what you've done for the last month. I want to know what you've done for the season. I want to know what you've done in the lifetime of giving out picks. That's what I want to know. I don't know what you've done lately.
You can't win today's game on yesterday's home run kind of guy.
Yeah. Listen, lifetime, we've won over 300 units. That's what I want to say.
Right.
On crack wins, so. That's what we've done. So
64% on the season.
On the season, yeah. It's
last you don't even
season,
like me saying that.
Last season, we hit over 60% too.
Right. You told me you'd never do it again.
When you're doing props, you're doing first halves, you're doing... Well, we did a couple sides. We did a couple, you know, things, other things too. So yeah. But team total... I'm not team totals. First half totals have been unbelievable again. And, you know, we do some full totals. Even a side throw in there, a side here and there. And the props, which are obtainable ones, that's the most key, too, obtainable. People want to give out a prop that's not obtainable. My lines are obtainable, Russ. I couldn't
How do
go
you
on
mean?
Record. Well, people want to give out a line that they find at one rogue bookmaker.
Oh, I got
you. Oh, bet this at FanDuel.
See. And you can't even find it. You can't even get it.
It's at one space. It's at FanDuel. How about if you don't have FanDuel?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I want to give out a middle-of-the-road number that's obtainable.
You think about all that stuff.
It's ridiculous. What some of these services do are ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Check out Crack Wins. Download the app. It's on Apple. It's on Google Play. Or just go to crackwins.com and get in the winner's circle with the Crack Man today. While we're talking about betting and all this stuff, let's talk about WSN Crack. Are you on the site
I'm
right
on the
now?
Site. Yep. Great articles are updated daily. Of course, our Wisecracks podcast are all on there. By the way, last week, Bernie's on there from last week. I got some big comments from...
Me too.
Like direct messages and people really like Bernie.
Yeah.
So we're going to get him back on here. He's great. He's a fountain of information and things he's done over his life.
And just his delivery and his personality. And he's just infectious.
We went to dinner with him with Tony Orlando.
3 hours. You realize that was a
three-hour dinner.
We sat there for one full hour before we ordered the meal.
Before we ordered. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that
kind
of stuff.
Good times.
Going back to the predictions, odds, U.S. sports betting news. Listen, this California thing you're talking about probably not passing. So there's an article, a brand new fresh article on that there. Massachusetts, I can go on and on. The California says there's another one, a Berkeley poll showing California voters can reject both sports betting. No, on the November ballot. I already know that. Probably it's probably going to happen. California, you know, good job. Florida, articles on sports betting in Florida. That's another state that has to. Florida, Texas, and California, getting those three. There's great articles on that. Also going into, of course, your states, all the different states that have legalized sports betting now. You just click on the state guides. I like to always start with New Jersey, but it can be anywhere. Colorado. I'll click on Colorado this week. Colorado, and then there's negotiated bonuses there that WSN negotiates that are fantastic. Bet365, Sports Illustrated Sportsbook, FanDuel. These are all like $1,000. Caesars, $1,250. BetMGM, $1,000 risk-free. DraftKings up to $1,000. I can go on and on. PointsBet, up to $2,000. BetRivers, MaximBet. I don't know who they are, but I'd go to Colorado just for that $1,000, up to $1,000 free with Maxim.
That's like from Maxim Magazine.
Yeah, Maxim it is. Bet. It is. Yeah. Yep. So all these places are there. Negotiated great bonuses for your state, WSN.com. Adam, do you talk about that on air? Will you talk about, or is betting still kind of a tabooish thing? I don't think it is. Everyone's talking about it now on every network, really.
To the point where, like, I get disappointed when Twitter goes nuts when Al Michaels is like, some people are going to like it. And I'm like, at this point, Al Michaels should be like, could you imagine betting the under? Like, let's just get to that point.
Right.
On the Tuesday show, I have to break down the lines. I usually have to explain to Shaq. Shaq will be like, what's plus 270 mean? And I'm like, okay.
That was a good Shaq. That was good.
And then what they usually have me do is I'll pick one prop or whatever, and then I cut in at the start of like the first quarter and deliver it there. And I usually try and interact with Ian Eagle or Kevin Harlan, whoever's doing the game. And I was doing well on those props last year. So they kind of have me do it. But I, for my prep, I've put in expected totals this year. I've put in where they're supposed to finish, because I think it's more accurate than just saying, man, can you believe that the Nets only have 30 wins? Like, I think it's more important to say, you know, FanDuel had them winning 48 and they're down at 34. I like to use betting lines as a metric on television. I think it gets dangerous when you start giving out picks.
Right.
Because you're going to get one wrong. Like, the best are right.
And then they're going to hammer you. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But using it as a metric to explain a favorite.
Yeah.
Like, saying someone's a 10-point favorite, that means something
more
than they should win this game.
Right.
Very good. You're right.
Adam, I have an idea for you that just came to me when you did the Shaq impression real quick there. And I'm begging you to do this. I want you to start a new podcast, and it's Christopher Walken interviewing Shaq the whole time.
Oh,
and it's you just going playing both people the whole time.
You're playing roles.
Can you do it? Will you do it? Come on.
Oh, man.
It would be you so good.
Shaq. You know, Shaq, everyone's talking about the Cowboys. What do you think?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's perfect. Basketball. That's perfect.
I play basketball.
Oh, man. Have you met Walken or no? That would have been great. Have you met Christopher?
I have not met Christopher.
Because he lives over there somewhere. Oh, no, he lives in Connecticut now. Yeah, no, but yeah, his wife is Georgina. She was the casting director of The Sopranos. I was on some of the sets there. So they're she was the boss.
We need to hook up a dinner at Mohegan with all of us and get Tony O.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he is in Brooklyn, but he that's like a 2-hour ride off season. Yeah. Now, what do you work? What's your schedule? Every Tuesday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's out for you. Is that right? What do you do on the weekends? Sunday?
Well, I start the Tuesday show. We don't really start until the beginning of January.
Oh, okay.
I live the life of a regimented 75-year-old man.
I had a funny feeling. I love that, by the way. What do you do? So, go ahead.
Like 6:30 a.m., I wake up. I grab two books that have like little daily passages. I grab my like journal here. I walk down to the water of Brooklyn. I grab myself an iced coffee
and a
banana.
What a beautiful.
I sit there. I'll write a little bit. I'll look at the water. I'll see kids get in the water. I yell out, that's disgusting. It's the East River. And then I walk home. I cook my wife an egg sandwich. And then I go to a coffee shop and I come up with ideas for the Tuesday show for about 2 hours. Then I go to the gym, get a pump in. And then I look at my betting apps for about an hour and a half. And then that's my life.
Well, now that I know this schedule, I want to be real blunt with you. Do you notice I don't text you because I don't want to bother you? That's why I don't really text you. I know you. You could text me anytime though, but I don't. I know you're busy with stuff, so I don't want to bother you. Now that I know you're not, there's going to be more texts, and I'll be going to Brooklyn, hanging out with you on the water. So
I love it.
The amount of people, the amount of people that hit me up, and they go, "I know you're swamped. I know you're so busy." Right. And they'll be like, "What city are you in right now?" And
right.
Like, "Oh, I'm in New York." And they're like, and I don't want to tell anybody that right. I have like a lot of control over my time.
Wow.
Because so many people are so apologetic.
Yeah.
They're like, "You're all over the place."
Yeah.
And I'm like,
okay. Oh, cool. This has been great, man.
I can't believe I just gave that away.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for coming on with us, Adam. We really appreciate your time and stuff. And hopefully we'll keep on going with these NFL picks and we'll talk.
Have you already hit some bets this week? Like, can I give you one other trend that I liked?
Yep.
And then you think of some?
Sure.
So there have been 7 teams now that have come back from London that have refused to take a bye the next week.
Oh, wow.
6 of the 7... Not talking about the spread because that's wishy-washy, but 6 to 7, the team that they face that next week, their opponent has gone over their team total. It happened again last week, 2 times. Minnesota played New Orleans. Minnesota came back. They almost lost to Chicago. Chicago went over their team total. It was like 14. They scored like 22. New Orleans came back. They played Seattle. They were down the fourth quarter, but Seattle went way over their team total. This week, the Giants come back. They're hosting the Ravens. And the Ravens team total is like 24.5. And the other team is the Packers, and they're hosting the Jets.
Wow.
And the Jets team total is like 19.
Mm.
I'm hitting those. I've already parlayed them too. But I'm curious what you think about this trend, this traveling across, not taking a bye, not saying I'm not really touching the spreads in those games, but just their opponents going over their team total.
You know, Adam, I'm not a trend guy. I hate trends because trends are going back to, like, if you say a certain team has done so well over the last 10 years, it's different squads, it's different makeups.
Yes, right.
This, however, is totally different, John.
Yeah.
This is this is something that could be interesting because it is teams that are coming
this
across
is how
the pond.
It's impacting
so this
them.
Is this is not a team trend for a certain team.
Totally agree.
Very interesting. We're going to check it out.
I agree. Screw team trends. I've never understood it.
I'll never understand it.
Doesn't make sense.
Total different
but
squad.
But I like trends with like situations.
Yeah. A good example is the one with the coach that he was just saying.
Yeah.
Like normally I would say like, you know,
Popovich.
Yeah, that's I think that's different because this is the coach thing. This is clearly
Yeah, like Matt texted me, said, you know, Popovich is
underselling. That's amazing.
Them.
I really like that.
Maybe he's underselling the team, the other coach.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Adam, this was great.
Adam, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it. Well, I'll talk to you. And I'm going to send you some. Yeah, I have some first half total circled, some overs I'm going to send you. All right.
We are definitely at that point of the year where it's going to go from a lot of unders to a lot of overs.
And that's right. That's right.
People are going to get caught in that.
Wow. Hold on. Let's not finish this yet.
Yeah.
I did not tell him this.
Yeah.
He absolutely is correct.
Really?
Unders have hit a 58% clip. Bookmakers are over-adjusting, moving the lines down.
Got it.
He's absolutely right. That's scary.
I smashed unders in week 1 because it happens every year because I think it's a combination of lack of preseason, but also everyone drafts their fantasy teams. And everyone's like, oh, well, Devontae Adams is going to be great. And this guy is going to be great. And that first week, come on, man. Like the totals, there were so many totals that were like 48, 49, 50. Now I go onto the apps and it's like 40, 41, 42.
Wow. Absolutely right.
And they're living in they're all so low right now.
They are.
They are. And I think we're also getting to the point of the year where offenses have enough tape of these defenses to start game planning and attacking more.
That's
but
interesting.
I'm excited. What's your prediction, score prediction for Cowboys-Eagles? Let's get it on the record.
You know what? If it gets down to 41, which now the sharp sports books offshore who basically control the line, they have 41.5. It opened up 43.5. If this gets down to 41, I'd be tempted to go over. So I just 41 is a key number in the NFL.
I'll give you the score. You want the score?
Yeah,
John. You want the score?
Yes.
31-28 Cowboys.
Oh, wow. That's a high scoring game.
You heard it here.
Wow. Okay. Cowboys.
31-28 right. Cowboys. Book it, Adam. Okay, we'll see. You know what? We're going to clip this up. We're going to clip this moment.
Yeah, then let me
and
get
I'll be
mine
tagging the hell out of
get
you.
Your number.
Okay?
Go ahead. I'm going to say that Cooper Rush you know, man, kind of looking rough. Cowboys get an early score. I'm going to say it's something like 16-10 Eagles late. Ooh. And then they get a touchdown to make it 23-10. Ooh. But they go for two. 24-10 Eagles is my score prediction.
Disgusting.
Wow.
Disgusting.
Under and the Eagles.
All the right. Disrespect.
All right. See what happens.
31-28. What are you talking?
I'm giving you guys too much credit. You're right. It's probably 31-21, but it's okay. I was trying to, you know, not ruin your world today, Adam.
The fact that you think Cooper Rush is going to come into Philadelphia against the best defense he's faced all year and drop 31?
Let me ask you this, and myself included, did you think he was going to go 4-0 when he first stepped in? No.
He hasn't gone 4-0. The defense has gone 4-0.
Oh, ooh. My God. Okay.
Ooh. That's interesting.
Oh, look at the time.
You guys have said goodbye to me like six times.
We love it. We want you on next week again.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
See you, fellas.
Good stuff. Crack, I loved having Adam on. How do we get Adam recurring on here? Every 6 weeks, we need Adam.
I didn't know his schedule like that. Here's a guy. This is probably
he's
the
got time.
He's the only guy I would trade lives with, I think. If I was Darth, he can click my heels three times. It would be changed with Adam Lefko.
Yeah.
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 I think his wife's a doctor making all the money. Yeah. They're living in Brooklyn in a beautiful place. He walks to the water.
This guy has no stress.
What a clear head.
And a nice head of hair.
Oh, yeah. It's just what a life. Great guest. Good job.
Yeah, great show. And
good job, guys.
You back next week or are you out of town?
Yeah, I should be here.
All right. We'll see you guys next week on Wisecracks.